Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to continue sharing with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit. And we've mentioned that there's a difference of doctrinal beliefs about the Holy Spirit. Does one get the Holy Spirit in them at the new birth? Or is there a baptism of the Holy Spirit that follows after that? Is the baptism of the Holy Spirit occur at the new birth, or is it subsequent? This is important to understand. We must have the understanding of the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. I mentioned that we approach a subject as if we know nothing, believe every scripture, study every scripture on the subject, so we're in a position to receive true revelation, not colored by preconceived beliefs. We talked about the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, coming upon David as king, Samson and doing the mighty acts, Moses' elders and helping them minister to the people. We also saw the filling of the Holy Spirit used four times in the Old Testament, Exodus 31:3, Bezalel in constructing the tabernacle, John the Baptist for the prophet's ministry in Luke 1:15, and Elizabeth prophesying in Luke 1:41, Zacharias prophesying also in Luke 1:67. So the filling of the Holy Spirit occurred in the Old Testament era. And remember, the Lord brought the revelation that there is a difference between the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the Holy Spirit, and the filling of the Holy Spirit. We also saw the scriptures in Joel 2 and in Acts 2, the prophecy of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit to bring man back into relationship with God, which occurred initially on the day of Pentecost. We also saw the scripture in Ezekiel 36, verse 26 and 27, where the prophecy was made of a new spirit in verse 26 coming to man, and my spirit being put within him in verse 27. The a new spirit is what we get at the new birth. The my spirit is the Holy Spirit, which is received subsequent to salvation, as you will see. We talked about the teaching of Jesus. In Matthew 3, he was revealed as the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. And then in verse 13 and 14, John said that he needed to be baptized by Jesus. He needed the baptism with the Holy Spirit. In John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, Jesus taught about drinking something, referring to the receiving of the Holy Spirit by believers, which could not occur until Jesus was glorified. Acts 2:33, Jesus was glorified in heaven at the right hand of the Father, and he received the Holy Spirit from the Father. John 14, verse 16, 17, and 26, we saw that the world cannot receive, the Greek word lambano, that's receiving the Holy Spirit. Only believers can receive the Holy Spirit. He was with them, but he shall be in you. And we saw also from verse 26 that the Father sends the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. In John 15, 26, Jesus sends the Holy Spirit from the Father, and the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father, not from Jesus, and that's important. In John 16, 7, Jesus went away so the Comforter would come as he gets the Holy Spirit from the Father to send him into the earth on the day of Pentecost. We also talked about John chapter 20 in verse 22 and in Luke 24, verse 44 and 45, where Jesus breathed on them. They received the Holy Spirit, not getting born again or not the Holy Spirit coming into their spirit, but within their minds, opening their minds so that they could understand the scriptures about Jesus and the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. And then we saw in Luke 24, 49, they talked about they were to wait for the promise of the Father that was to be sent. They were to wait in Jerusalem for this. Acts 1, verse 4 and 5 goes along with this, where he said to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father, and the Holy Spirit would come to them. And then he told them how the Holy Spirit would come. He said that you would be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now, in the last broadcast, we began to talk about the subject of baptism, because before we can talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the Holy Spirit, and the filling of the Holy Spirit, we need to understand what baptism is all about. And we're going to take some time on this because most people do not understand this. The Greek word baptizo is where we get baptism from. It's an untranslated Greek word, but it literally means to immerse, engulf, or submerge. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the immersing, submerging, and engulfing in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now, the purpose of the baptism, in Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist spoke of the kingdom being at hand, and he was saying that he was coming to prepare the way of the Lord. And what was the result? Then all the people, all the Jews, went out to be baptized by John, confessing their sins and repenting. Now, why did they do this? It was his announcement that the kingdom was at hand that drew all the Jews to him. Why? Because speaking of the kingdom, that meant that they all were going to become priests. And remember, the priests and the Levites came and they said, "Who are you? Why do you baptize if you're not the Christ?" Of course, he told them he was not the Christ. And why do you baptize if you're not the Christ? You know, it's interesting. They never ask, "What are you doing?" No, they already knew what he was doing. And so did all the Jews who came to be baptized. How did they know what he was doing? It's because of the prophecy of Exodus chapter 19 and verse 5 and 6, where the prophecy was given that they would become a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that all the children of Israel would become priests before God. Now, when would this prophecy come to pass? It would come to pass at the coming of the kingdom. And since John said the kingdom was at hand, that meant that their entering into the priesthood was also at hand. So John the Baptist indicated that he was the voice of Isaiah 40, verse 3, preparing the way of the Lord, and he was baptizing them with a baptism of repentance. Now, what was going on? Why was John baptizing with water? And why did all the Jews willingly come to him to be baptized? It's because that this was the first step of the steps set forth in the Word of God for ordination into the priesthood. The steps for the ordination and consecration into the priesthood are recorded in Leviticus chapter 8. In Leviticus chapter 8, in verse 5 and 6, here's where Moses said to the congregation, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded to be done." And Moses brought Aaron and the sons and washed them with water. The first thing. The second thing was in verse 10 and verse 12. Moses took the anointing oil and anointed them and poured the anointing oil upon Aaron's head and anointed him to sanctify him. And then the third thing that was done in verse 22, he brought the other ram, the ram of consecration. Aaron and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the ram. They slew it. Moses took of the blood of it, put it upon the tip of Aaron's right ear, upon the thumb of his right hand, and upon the great toe of his right foot. And then in verse 24, he brought Aaron's sons, and Moses put the blood upon the tip of the right ear, upon the thumbs of the right hands, and upon the great toes of their right feet. Here we see the three essential steps for them to come into the priesthood. The first was Aaron and his sons were washed with water by Moses. The second was the pouring of the anointing oil upon Aaron's head to anoint him and to sanctify him, which we saw in verse 12. Aaron and his sons were also sprinkled with the anointing oil to sanctify them in verse 30. Now the third step for the ordination was Moses took the blood of the ram of consecration, put it upon the tip of Aaron and his sons' right ears, thumbs of their right hands, great toes of their right feet. So Moses washed them with water, anointed them with the anointed oil, put the blood upon the ram of consecration, upon the tip of the right ears, thumbs of the right hands, great toes of the right feet. Those were the three steps to be ordained into the priesthood. So we see that since Moses washed them with water, the people knowing that they were about to come into the priesthood, the first thing they wanted was to be washed with water by John the Baptist. But John didn't wash them just with water. Instead, he baptized them or immersed them in water. This prophetically revealed the coming change from the Old Testament washing to the New Testament baptizing or immersing as the first step into the New Testament priesthood. It's also significant that the priests and the Levites, they came to John and they want to know who he was. If this was the time for the kingdom to be manifest, and that meant that all the children of Israel would become priests in the kingdom, then they also knew that the Christ, the Messiah, had to come to establish his kingdom, because they knew that Moses, a type of Christ, ordained Aaron and his sons into the priesthood, and that Christ would ordain all the children of Israel into the priesthood, and that was important. Now, John said, of course, that he was not the Christ, but the voice of one crying in the wilderness. And so, as we saw in Matthew 3 and Mark 1, he said that he came to baptize with a baptism of repentance. So they were baptized with water unto repentance. In doing so, though, he said that there was one standing among them whom they did not know. And John declared that this one would baptize in a new way, baptizing them with the Holy Spirit. That shows you something. The fact that John prophetically revealed the coming change from the Old Testament washing to the New Testament baptizing as the first step into the New Testament priesthood. So John the Baptist prophesied another change for the ordination into the new priesthood, that Christ would baptize with the Holy Spirit instead of water. And so now this first step, revealed from the Old Testament washing as being baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then we see in John chapter 1, verse 29 and following, there's the next day John sees Jesus coming and he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world." And so he was revealing the fact that Jesus was the Lamb of God. That meant he was the Christ who would take away the sin of the world, and he's the one that was going to be the baptizer with the Holy Spirit. He would be bringing in the manifestation of the kingdom. So all the people, of course, were looking for the one who would be the Messiah. So as John spoke forth that Jesus was the Lamb of God who'd take away the sin of the world and also the one who would baptize with the Holy Spirit, Jesus was made manifest to Israel. Then in Matthew chapter 3, in verse 13 to 15, Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. And that's where John said, "I have need to be baptized of thee." But Jesus said, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." In other words, John tried to stop Jesus from being baptized by him, saying, "Hey, I need you to baptize me," referring to this baptism of the Holy Spirit. But Jesus said it was necessary for him to be baptized by John to fulfill all righteousness. What righteousness did Jesus need to fulfill? He had no sin or unrighteousness in himself. The righteousness which he needed to fulfill was the righteousness of the law as commanded by God in Leviticus 8 to ordain Jesus to be the high priest of Israel. So Jesus was baptized with water in fulfillment of the first step to become the high priest under the old covenant. As John stated, that he came baptizing with water and that Jesus would be made manifest to him. So Jesus was revealed as the Lamb, the baptized with the Holy Spirit, but he had to be baptized in water, showing that he was ordained as the high priest of Israel. What happened immediately after that? Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So Jesus comes out of the water, and what happens? The Holy Spirit comes upon him. What was the second step for the ordination of the priesthood? The anointing with the anointing oil. Oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit coming upon Jesus was the anointing fulfilling the second step towards being ordained to be the high priest. Now the third step was the application of the blood that was to be shed from the ram of consecration. Well, we're just about out of time for today, and we're going to go into this on the next broadcast. Remember these three steps, the washing, the anointing, and the application of the blood. We're going to go through this and show you what the purpose of baptism is so you understand what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is all about. As I close today, I have a book available on this subject. The title of the book is The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit. If you'd like to get this, it's available for $6, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. Again, the book, The Difference Between Baptism, Receiving, and Filling of the Holy Spirit, available for $6, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. As I close today, do you need healing? If so, I minister healing and deliverance and have seen the Lord set believers free from cancer, diabetes, heart problems, tumors, all kinds of sickness, disease, and pains in the body. If you need healing, please call me for an appointment at 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.